Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of the Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. Tonight, we are watching The Surplus, Season 5, Episode 10, originally aired December 4th, 2008. This one directed by Paul Feig and written by Gene Stupinski. And Lee Eisenberg. I'm going to say Gene and Lee like they're my best buddies, so we hang out all the time and go out and do axe throwing nights and drink beers. Tonight, I wanted to just mention I was a guest on a podcast called TV Trivia. I'm going to put a link in the bio if you want to check that out tomorrow or over the weekend. It was a pretty cool opportunity to show my love and fandom of The Office in a very deeply nerdy way, which is asking very detailed questions or answering very detailed questions of episodes that I actually haven't watched since the fall. They were from back in season 3, which I want to say was actually last summer. Now that we're just blowing through season 5 here. And I had in mind to do an entire mini review of a movie I watched with my children last weekend, which is a Ken Kwapis directed 90s movie that I'm very nostalgic for. And I was literally racking my brain because I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about it. This is my podcast. The thing is, because it has a very tangential tie-in to The Office, but I think anybody that grew up around my age, like, you almost certainly rented this movie from Blockbuster. It's the most 90s movie that ever 90s movied, especially for children. I think I'm going to save it for next week though, but I was racking my brain because I couldn't figure out, do I do it as a bonus episode? Do I do it as the ending of an episode so that people can have their standard episode and then I just get to indulge myself and talk about a 90s movie with a monkey in it for 10 or 15 minutes? Because I think you'll enjoy the fact that it is it would end up being a longer episode with me talking about it for a little bit. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll put the timestamp in the description. So next week, it will be our regularly scheduled episode, which is, let's see here, Moroccan Christmas. Oh, lovely. Is that a super science episode? No, I think Moroccan Christmas is a standard episode. But there may be a timestamp where you jump ahead if you want to skip me talking about a non-office thing. TBD here, but literally all I could think about while I was watching this movie after I realized it was directed by Ken Kwapis was I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast. So I'm always experimenting with things. You never know what you're gonna get. You just know you're gonna fall asleep and I'm gonna talk about The Office. So let's get into The Surplus tonight. This one, you know, I like saying the directors and the writers because they're now watching it with this eye. There's certainly a theme, thread, through line, or just an overall vibe that the episodes have when written and directed by certain people. And when seeing that it's done by Gene and Lee, you know, there's a different caliber of writing in the show, because they have written some iconic episodes, and although I wouldn't put this one at iconic, I would say very notable. It's a very Like, I can just picture several key moments from this episode without even, you know, seeing the episode. So we do start with Oscar rolling in a very pink shirt. I like this color. In a red striped tie. And Michael says, "Hey, look, we did explain this to me like I'm an 8-year-old. The overall budget for this year, there's the XX6. Clearly, we have a surplus of $4,300. Spend it by the end of the day, or lose it next year. Explain it to me like I'm 5. Mommy and Daddy gave you money to open a lemonade stand. You buy cups, lemons, and sugar. Heyo." Next summer, I'll be 6. Then they only think it costs $9. Spend it now. The dollar is a surplus. Mm-hmm. We need it on a new copier, which we desperately need. I think I'm getting you. And that's the episode. So this is ultimately what kicks off a great debate during the episode of what do you spend $4,300 on, until Michael talks to David Wallace and finds out that there's a bonus in it for him. Christmas has come early. Very smartly, I have decided I'm going to buy a new, can anybody guess? Pam wants new chairs, a new copier. Unless we can agree on something better. Pam says, "We were supposed to get new chairs last year." How can we as a paper company take pride in our jobs in this Gretchen machine? This is not a time for a principled stand. Michael says, "Let's decide on one. Stanley wants chairs. Toby wants to test the air quality. Radon, silent killer, you are the silent killer," says Toby. Or Michael. Jim swerves. Jim wants a new copier. That copier sucks, let me tell you. Pam and I don't have to agree on everything. Oh yeah, Meredith. Good for you, standing up to Pam like that. I swallowed all your ideas. I'll digest them and see what comes out the other end. I love that line. Dwight is meeting with Angela and Andy back in the kitchen about the wedding. Andy's not understanding the directions to the farm. The directions include listening for a beehive. Nana Mimi cannot squat over a trench. We're getting married at Shrewd Farms. I have looked at 12 venues. I've lost 8 deposits. I've seen Angela naked 0 times. I'm not losing another deposit. Pam says, "Oh, thinking about the chair copier thing. It's just them in the kitchen. Pam, I really hate that copier. Pam's starting to threaten. I really think you should reconsider. I'm not threatening you. I love you. But you should know you're on very dangerous ground. I love this one when Jim's talking head is shivers. Now we're out at the farm. And Dwight shows them this is your receiving line. Get rid of the manure. Do you have to slaughter on your wedding day? If we pay extra, can you slaughter the entrees the day before? He'll consider it. Making progress here. Oh yeah, this is great running bit of Andy stepping in a giant pile of animal crap. Oscar, hey, you want to come grab some lunch? That would be amazing. Jim, mind if I join? Best lunch ever. Oh, I guess that's how they're going to play this. It is so on. And we got Pam putting on some lipstick. How is it possible that in 5 years I've had 2 engagement rings and only 1 chair? This is setting up. That's a great scene too, when Michael sits in Pam's chair. Michael, Oscar, and Jim roll into the office, giggling up a storm. And it says, hey, Pam, you had to be there. Really, very good laughter, if I say so. Jim says, hey, got you some tiramisu, no hard feelings. Good stuff in the trash. You look really pretty, he says. Now we get Pam rolling into Michael's office. Got a second? I do. Have I told you look nice today? New tie? TJ Maxx. Check out these pants. $9. Boys department. Look at that ass. Oscar and Jim talked your ear off about the copier, huh? Everyone sits on a chair every day. But not everyone sits on a copier. That's it. See a hot tie guy. Now we are in the kitchen of Shroot Farms. What is the butter sculpture? Cow, goat, or sheep? Cats don't make cat. Her cats don't make butter. She wants a butter sculpture. A cow butter sculpture of a cat. Which doesn't make sense. And then a giant pile of poop. Then Andy steps in a giant pile of poop in the kitchen. Why is that in the kitchen? Pam struggling at the copier, pushing it down, shoving it. But she's got to put on a good show. For Jim. Jim says, we'd love to have you on our team. Copier is great. I have my copies. I have my original. So suck it. chocolate from back in the break room. Kelly opens the door. Everybody's sweetening him up. Ignores Toby rolling through the kitchen. Hello, hello. High five to Jim. There's that ass. Don't take it away. Back at the farm, Angela and Andy come into the big barn with the lights. Let's try this out to give it a test drive. What do you say? Now, Dwight has a great plan to show the wedding venue off. Andy is the father. And there's a minister standing there. He doesn't understand a word you're saying. Born minutes from here, only German. Closed society. Conrad, Vita. And he's now speaking in German. He's explaining why we're here. Andy repeats things. A ring. I have some twine. Ring on her finger. Mary Angela. I do. And Andy's very excited. Dwight is very sus right now. Man and wife. Michael's not looking so hot here. Hank rolls in. Thank God you're here, says Michael. The office is at a crossroads. I hustled up the stairs, Michael. We need your sage advice. Whatever Hank decides, that is the decision. Neutral third party is what Hank is. It's nice and warm up here. Okay. We have a surplus. I know what a surplus is. Some people want a copier. Other people are complaining about the chairs. Hank rolls over to kick the tires a little bit. Michael seems very intrigued at this inspection. Let me see a chair. Stanley is very suspicious of this. Not much lumbar support. This copier is very old. You would not believe what they do. Let me finish. The chairs. The chairs are very weak. Could not sit all day in this chair. What should I do? Get it out. Get out. Now Angela is saying to Dwight, I thought I knew what I wanted. The German Mennonite minister. It felt right. Made a mistake picking Andy. That's why I have taken care of everything. He's a real minister. You said I do. Andy wasn't signing a receipt. He was signing a marriage certificate as a witness. That doesn't count. Mrs. Shrewd. Oh. I've been telling you to take German for years. And he says, hey, we leaving or what? Oh, Mose gives Andy a good whack in the head. Michael chokes on tiramisu. So Michael says, David. Oh, he took another bite. Okay, he says. We have a stupid budget surplus. Everybody wants something different. No. If I were you, I would take this return surplus and take the bonus. You get 15% of the savings. I hate disappointing just one person. And I really hate disappointing everyone. But I love Burlington Coat Factory. You go in there with $645. You're literally a king. Michael comes out. Attention, everyone. We do not need a new copier. No new chairs. The copier is fine. That's the original. Pam, would you stand up for a sec? As he goes to sit down. You can see he's slowly sinking. It is ergonomically correct. I think we're spoiled. Don't appreciate the things we have. Kids in Africa don't have chairs. Think they have copiers? They don't even have paper. We throw out perfectly good tiramisu. I've seen the light. It is nothing. I think you know, says Oscar. 15% of 4,300. Michael's a genius, says Kevin. 15% of 200. He is keeping money as a bonus. 394 times 5,912. I already have $645. That's my phone. To be continued. Shuts door. We need a new copier. We need new chairs. I need to figure out a way to keep this money without everybody hating me. Andy. Talking to Jim. Angela comes and gives a very passionate kiss in the middle of the office. Now she has to take care of a legal issue, she tells him. Was that hot or what? Whole office in Michael's office. You're a smart guy. I know you'll do the right thing. Why don't you guys deal with it? You figure it out. You decide. Otherwise, I'm taking the bonus. Now we have Michael pouring sugar into a Diet Coke in the kitchen. I'd rather have new chairs than nothing at all. Well, Michael didn't expect that. What did we learn this week? Thanks to me, my team is much faster at coming to decisions. And the key here is Michael is wearing a fur coat. Never buy a fur coat with a credit card until you have the money to pay for it. And three, some people think it's cool to throw a bucket of blood on you walking out of Burlington Coat Factory. This is a great tit-for-tat scene here because Jim comes up and says, truce. I'm going to need 3 copies of each of these, stapled and collated. Oh, I'm totally kidding. Comes in for the kiss. I'm going to need 4. Pam looks shocked. And that is a surplus. See you next week for Moroccan Christmas. Good night. Sleep tight. This has been a Great Scott production.